Hear the program again tonight at 8 p.m. here on WMUK 102.1 FM, online at WMUK.org from Western Michigan University, where campus is very quiet after graduation weekend, except I have a lively crew in Studio A here at WMUK. Here's the list of folks I have joining me today. They are Janet Gover, who's Marketing Director for the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. We have Director Jay Burkow, who is leading this production of Billy Elliot, which opens Friday. We have actress Allison Crockett in an important role as the grandma. We have Max Butkevich, who is Michael in this production, and as Billy Elliot, the title role, we have Andrew Klepser. So nice to have all of you join me here today on WMUK.
Good morning, Kara.
Thank you, Kara.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's start with you, Jay. Billy Elliot, musical with music of Elton John, and a great story taken from a film, I believe.
It was, in fact, a film, a big hit movie, originally a British film. In 1985 or 6, somewhere in the mid-80s, and it came over to the U.S. It was released in the U.S., and it was a big hit, and it's this beautiful kind of inspiring story about this young boy growing up in this mining town in northern England during the coal mining strikes of 1984, 1985 in England, in which entire communities were basically decimated by the economic destruction of this strike that went on for over a year. And Billy Elliot is this young boy who kind of is a dance phenom. He kind of discovers ballet almost by accident, having to return the keys from his boxing class to the dance teacher who teaches the class in the next session in the community center. And he gets kind of pulled into this dance class. And the next thing he finds out is he has this natural ability for dance and for ballet. But he's from this very blue-collar, working-class town where no one really understands the idea of anyone doing anything different other than working in the mine. And this dance teacher, Mrs. Wilkinson, kind of inspires him, and eventually he has the opportunity to leave his town and go to London and become a ballet star. So it's a beautiful story about kind of a young boy's journey to embracing what makes him exceptional and different from his community, and the community embracing him and supporting him. It's really challenging for these young actors playing these roles because it's a serious story. And it's fun. It's got incredible Elton John music and lots of dancing, obviously. But it's really, both of these boys have to play characters who really come from a very difficult circumstance. Billy's, his mother has died, and he's being raised by his father and his older brother, who neither of whom really understand him or are very particularly nurturing, and expect him to just kind of grow up and start working in the mine as soon as he can. And Michael, I'll let Max talk to you a little bit about Michael. But Michael doesn't fit in this town at all. And Michael and Max will talk about his experience playing Michael. But Michael is a unique individual who wants to express himself. And Michael and Billy have this unique friendship that's really very bonded and very powerful and very supportive of each other. And Michael doesn't get the opportunity that Billy has. Billy has this innate skill to go off and be a dancer, and Michael has to live in this town and continue on, even though he's really different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. So both of these boys have really done an incredible job. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love the show. I first saw the movie when it was released, and then I had a number of friends who were in the original Broadway production, and so I've seen the show quite a few times. And as a young kid who was a dancer, it was particularly inspiring to me because I really identified with Billy. Although my parents were a little more supportive of my dancing than Billy's parents are, but it really makes you want to dance. It makes you want to get up on your feet and embrace the excitement of dance. And I've had an amazing time working with this incredible cast that we've assembled at the Civic. It's and not only the cast, but the crew, the designers, the orchestra. It's a beautiful, beautiful production. We're a little groggy because we just had a 12-hour tech yesterday. But as you well know, Kara, because you were there. Not for all 12 hours of it. You were in the pit. But it's a truly inspirational and beautiful story. It will make you laugh. It will make you cry. And it will make you dance out of the theater.
One special thing about this musical is tone. They didn't sweeten it all up. This still has real life issues that any adult working in today's world can relate to. And yet it's an inspiring story at the same time, but in a realistic setting.
It's a very real story. Yeah. And it's a very kind of down and dirty story, because as I said to Janet early on, I said, this is a musical about children, but it's not necessarily a musical for children. The children, it's an adult story. Now, that doesn't mean that children can't come see the musical, but you have to be aware that there are adult themes and mature language in the piece.
Yeah.
But it's a powerful and incredibly moving story, and you can't help but fall in love with Billy and Michael, and really the whole company of the story, and Grandma. Who has her own backstory, which is also very serious. Yeah. and has a lot of repercussions in our society.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Janet to tell listeners about when this airs. I'm still talking radio. When the show goes up and how people can get connected.
Absolutely. The show opens this Friday, May the 4th, and it will play through May the 20th, Sunday. So it's 3 weekends scheduled right now. Tickets are available on our website, kazoocivic.com, or you can still call the box office and talk to a real-life person if they want to call 343-1313. And I wouldn't wait on this one. We've already got a couple of performances that are very close to being sold out, and that's very exciting for us, and we would... This is a Southwest Michigan premiere. Nobody in our region has done this musical before, because it is kind of tricky to have a show that is pretty much carried by two young men and the dancing that's in it. So this is something you're not likely to see again for a while around here. So I would urge everybody to get on the horn and make some reservations.
That's what most people say to me is Billy Elliot. I remember that movie. Wasn't he a ballet dancer? And who did you find? And what's he all about? And as it turns out, I don't know that much about our lead here, who plays Billy Elliot, Andrew Klepser, and neither do I know the character of Michael Max Butkevich. So this is all of our chance to get to know you guys. I'll start with you, Andrew. How old are you? Where do you go to school?
So I'm in 7th grade at Portage West Middle School.
Okay. And do you study dance?
I don't. At first, I didn't know anything about dance before I did the show.
How did you learn? Explain some more for me, Andrews.
So,
keep talking.
I just came into the show because people recommended it to me because they said that I was good at dancing, but I didn't really know anything about ballet or jazz or anything professional dancing wise.
In a lot of ways, Andrew is very much like the character of Billy. I met Max last September because we started doing workshops. Once a month for about 4 months, I came to the Civic and we started doing workshops with kids, with young boys, to give them. I taught a ballet class and we learned some of the combinations from the show. And I was looking for, I was looking for a technically trained young dancer. And then I met Andrew and I was very surprised because a lot like Billy, Andrew is kind of a diamond in the rough. He has not had any real technical dance training, but he has this innate skill and he has this incredible kind of enthusiastic personality and he has a lot of inner strength and he learns incredibly fast. And I had the wonderful experience of bringing with me two assistants, a directing assistant, Sarah Taylor, and a dance assistant, Dana Paglia, who are both students of mine here at Western. And during the auditions, I turned to Dana and while Andrew was auditioning, I was like, can we teach this kid to actually dance this show? And I what Andrew doesn't even know, I sent the boys off with Dana for a half an hour while I was calling back all the adults. And she came back and she was like, oh yeah, he'll be great. He's a sponge. he learns everything really fast. And it's true. And then I choreographed a lot. I did the choreography for the show myself, and I did a lot of the choreography for Andrew. Yeah. So because he's very athletic, he has some gymnastic skills, and he's a very fast learner, and he has learned a lot of dance technique just in the 6 weeks we've been working on the show.
So your decades of experience casting actually probably gave you that instinct that here's somebody who can take the weight of the show on his shoulders. And that's what you needed for someone.
Well, I will tell you, when Andrew, at the audition, when Andrew sang Electricity, which is Billy Elliot's 11 o'clock number, where he's explaining what dance actually means to him emotionally, I started crying at the audition. And it's only gotten better. I don't want, spoiler alert, Andrew sings Electricity at the end of the show, the Elton John song. But it's incredible, powerful moment. And then he does a, I don't know, 4-minute dance solo too. And he is tremendous. I couldn't be more excited to be working with him. It's in a lot of ways, you know, as we adults get a little jaded in our careers, and it's been so refreshing to work with Andrew and Max to see so much completely unjaded, unbridled love for what they're doing. And I think Andrew really kind of is Billy Elliot, and that's what makes it special.
Any brothers or sisters, Andrew?
So I live at home with three sisters, two that are older than me, and then one that is younger than me.
What's your family like to do as a group?
We just like to hang out, play games together, and just spend some time family bonding.
A lot of cooking or meals or...
Our family isn't really good at cooking, but my dad, he's like the chef of the house, so he does all of the cooking, and we just thank him for doing it.
What are some other activities when you're not training to take over the lead in a musical? What else do you like to do?
I like to read a lot, and I just spend some time playing with my dog all the time because I love her to pieces.
Oh. What's her name?
Lily.
Lily. Oh, sweet. You're going to get out of school in a couple months, I guess. Any trips planned for the summer? Any reward for all the hard work?
So during the summer, I'm planning on trying out for Kindleberger. But then once that's done, we are planning on taking a trip to somewhere for my sister's birthday. So
great. Tell me about the process so far. How many plays have you been in before this one?
I've been in quite a lot of plays before this one. Good. But yeah. I've never done really an official adult play with like a real orchestra, and it was a different experience, and it like really changed my point of view on theater and more opportunities in the future.
You kind of come away thinking there are so many moving parts that everybody has to pull their weight in a way, from the people behind the scenes to the people on stage. It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. Any favorite song right now?
I really love Electricity because it really shows what Billy thinks about dancing, and it shows what it means to him and how it means the whole world to him, and it just shows where he came from and how much he's learned from now on.
We'll have you talk a little more about that, and then we'll get to meet Max Butkevich, who plays Michael, and that'll be after we listen to Electricity from the original Broadway cast recording of Billy Elliot. I'm here today on WMUK with Andrew Klepser, who is Billy Elliot in this production at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater. I'm with Jay Burkow, Allison Crockett, Janet Gover, and Max Butkevich. And we'll be back right after we listen to Electricity.
Can I just ask you, Billy, what does it feel like when you're dancing?
I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are. But at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like the best music. Flying like a bird, like electricity. Electricity. Sparks inside of me. And I'm free. I'm free. Free. I'm
From Billy Elliot, that's Electricity. And here in the studio, if you tuned in during the music, I have a number of the cast, including the two young leads, Andrew Klepser as Billy Elliot and Max Butkevich as Michael, his best friend in the show. And I'm back with Andrew. One thing listeners may have noticed there is an accent as people are singing. So you're not only dealing with singing, dancing, and acting, but you've also got to take on what kind of accent here. What do you know the region of England this is from? Like what town we're talking about? It's clearly a mining town.
It's like a Scottish English accent from
Ilsington.
Yes.
Jay gave you a minute to remember. Yeah. But, you know, he's got a lot going on.
Don't you remember Christmas? Christmas at Ilsington.
Oh, yeah.
So, can you have to picture yourself as in a totally different circumstance, but what do you find that you have in common with Billy Elliot? I mean, he's growing up in the 80s in a mining town in England, and here you are in Portage in the 2018s.
I feel like me and Billy have a lot in common because we both came from families who like didn't do anything that we did and have nothing in common with us. But then later as we went on, they started to support us even more. Then we just came to the people who we are.
Okay. Let's learn more about the character of Michael here. If you would slide the mic over there. That's pretty good. No squeaking. Max, so nice to have
yes.
you here too.
Yeah.
What is your background in theater?
Well, I've done a couple of shows at the Civic, and it's been really fun, and I really enjoy it and
what
stuff.
What shows were those?
And, I was in The Borrowers. I was in Ramona Quimby. Still Life with Iris. I teched a few of those shows, but. And I was in Seussical, and now I'm in Billy Elliot. So, yeah.
All right. How old are you, and what school do you go to?
I'm 12 years old, and I go to Vineyard Academy. It's in Augusta.
So you yeah. travel to do rehearsals
yeah.
and everything?
Well, I live here, like, but I have to travel to get to school. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you try out as Billy Elliot when you...
Well, I didn't really care which role I got. I just wanted to, like, do it, I guess.
Because there's enough
yeah.
to go around. Yeah.
So.
All right. We've gotten a handle on Billy, who
yeah.
Finds dancing fascinating, but knows his family isn't going to get it. And is sort of illicitly training himself with the help of a... sympathetic dance teacher. Where does Michael fit into this?
Well, so he is a different duck in this situation because, well, so he's pretty much Billy's only friend. And Billy, I feel, kind of looks up to Michael because he just wants, like, he just wants to do what he feels he wants to do, like, if that makes sense. But
does Michael take more risks in that sense? Like, he's doesn't necessarily care about disapproval.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay. There's a really funny scene. I want you to, like, give away a little bit of where you're both signed up for this boxing class.
Oh, yeah.
and there's a boxing instructor. Maybe you could take it from there, how this turns out.
So we're pretty much just, like, in boxing class, and he's just, like, it's really awkward because, like, neither of us like boxing. And so we're kind of just flopping around, like, trying, you could say. But, so it's really funny because we're actually, like, and...
This is where
you
kind of, your friendship gets closer because you both realize just how not interested you are in boxing each other. And at some point, doesn't Billy Elliot just say, I don't want to hit Michael. I just don't want to hit him.
We both kind of just like, no. Yeah.
So maybe that's where the pact begins and you can say, you know, we know better than the grown-ups what we want to do. So very funny. And how does your friendship develop from there?
So we get closer and closer throughout the whole show. And so after boxing, it gets more serious because we're dealing with, like, a lot of serious situations, like, stuff like that and stuff. But
why? Because your parents are on strike?
Yeah, pretty much. And, like, there's some other stuff that's kind of just, like...
Well, they're not on strike as parents.
Yeah.
They're still parenting you. Yeah. But the whole town relies on the mines, and they're shut out of the mines.
It's really hard for the kids because their parents are just, like...
poor and getting poorer.
And there's no heat. They're eating in a soup kitchen.
This was a very long strike. I mean, most of us these days we're talking about a week, but this was 2 years long.
People in England, I mean, if you talk to British people, this strike still has repercussions now because it decimated entire communities. And thousands of people were out on strike for a year. And it was this huge conflict between the government and the miners. And it really divided British society profoundly. And to some extent, it's always been kind of Margaret Thatcher's, in terms of her time in office, it's kind of a huge thorn in her side as she alienated a huge portion of the population because she was very much about destroying this strike and destroying the labor unions. And these kids were very much caught in the situation. They're 12 years old. They're not minors. Well, they're minors, but they're not going into the coal mine. And but they're trapped in this situation because their parents are out of work and their parents are out of money. And I don't know. I think Max is kind of skirting around it, but we're going to play a little bit of the song, so it'll become fairly obvious. But the character of Michael likes to kind of explore his kind of gender identity, and that becomes very, you know, that's part of his kind of exuberance and part of what makes Billy a little bit kind of both respectful of Michael and jealous of Michael, because Michael kind of embraces his difference and is able to celebrate it.
Right. Michael isn't about to let a bunch of tired, depressed grown-ups keep him from enjoying himself. Any more words to set up playing, expressing yourself from Billy Elliot? Let's hear from Max.
It's just a really fun number, and I really like just the whole aspect of it. It's just so fun. And
all right.
Yeah.
we'll talk about it a little more when we get back with Max Butkevich and Andrew Klepser, Jay Berkow, Allison Crockett, and Janet Gover from the Kalamazoo Civic production of Billy Elliot.
Is it sinful if you're blue to cheer up the place? What is wrong with dressing up in satin and lace?
Oh no!
Get some earrings, some mascara, heels and a fan. Pretty soon you will start to feel a different man.
Ole, baby!
What a number. That's Expressing Yourself from Billy Elliot. And it's one of the show-stopping pieces for Michael, the character Michael, played by Max Butkevich. And he's with his friend Andrew Klepser as Billy Elliot in this scene. What does it feel like to even rehearse something this energetic? And you have to be so excited for opening night this Friday.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a lot of technical work, though. You have to put all of that together. Everything your director is telling you, your choreographer is telling you, the music director is telling you. Mm-hmm. But with repetition, then it becomes all yours.
Yeah.
And opening night this Friday, you and Andrew will be out there expressing yourselves.
Yeah.
And making the case for expressing yourself. Yeah. I mean, who the H cares. We should say again at this point that language, regular street language, is used throughout the musical, and it can be very funny. It can also be strong and emotional at times too. So did you all get like parent permission slips for this for memorizing this script?
Yeah, we had to tell our parents before. They're just,
it's a play.
Yeah.
And it's so much funnier with English accents. So so you can get away with it. Charming. Any other thoughts on your role as Michael and being part of a Kalamazoo Civic production?
It's just so fun and I really enjoy it and I just love being with all my friends. It's like a second home to me, honestly. It's
a second home.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you have that. One person in the musical that you and Andrew both interact with a lot is the dance teacher. Would you tell me her name? Bridget Sitarski.
Yeah.
So you work a little bit with her, but Andrew works a little more with her maybe, and maybe I'll have your thoughts on having a grown-up scene partner in a lot of this play.
So Bridget plays the role of Mrs. Wilkinson, and throughout like Billy's adventure, he came into dance class without knowing it was going to be a dance class. And then that's how his journey sort of started, just wanting to give a woman some keys, and then he learned how to dance. But it is definitely a lot of fun working with Bridget, and she plays the role of Mrs. Wilkinson very well, and it adds a lot of depth and sensitivity to the show.
She's kind of a fill-in parent here, but she's not that maternal. Like, she's tough on you.
Yeah.
Which, in a way, is kind of what you needed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be regressed to childhood. You want to become your own person, and she's there to give you choices about that.
Yeah, definitely. She's even hard on her own daughter in the play, Debbie. But she, like, sees something in Billy that his father and his brother doesn't see in him. So then she helps try and bring it out of him by teaching him how to dance.
If she weren't there, Billy would be a minor.
Yeah, definitely.
Billy would grow up to do what his parents did, because it's funny how people come along like that and change your life.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole story would not be a story at all.
Yeah,
we explored a lot of the backstory for Mrs. Wilkinson that's not necessarily in the script, but was in the movie. And I was very lucky to find Bridget at the auditions because she really embodies Mrs. Wilkinson. Mrs. Wilkinson is an adult in, you know, let's say she's not in her 30s anymore. But she has this young daughter who's about Billy and Michael's age. And my guess on Mrs. Wilkinson is that she wanted to get her ass out of this town as fast as possible. She wanted to be a dancer in the West End. She wanted to go to Vegas. She wanted to be a star. And that was kind of her goal in life. And she got pregnant and got trapped and ended up has ended up teaching this kind of junky ballet class to a bunch of untalented girls. And she is frustrated, and Billy comes into her life, and all of a sudden she sees the opportunity to kind of get away from this jaded persona that she has become, and to give something really magical to this boy, and to make sure he doesn't feel trapped the way she has. And but she does all these amazing numbers. It's an incredibly difficult role for an actor to play.
Yeah.
She has these incredibly huge musical numbers where she is singing, dancing, changing her costumes, at the same time as teaching ballet classes. So she has to, in the middle of a song, she'll just turn to the girls and start saying, 5, 6, 7, 8, tendus. And so she has to keep this in her brain all at the same time. I really don't know how she does it. And she looks remarkable. And at the same time, she's this kind of this wonderfully, as you mentioned, Kara, she's this wonderful kind of contradiction. Because on the one hand, she deeply cares about Billy. On the other hand, she's always teaching ballet in high heels with a cigarette hanging out her mouth, calling the girls' names.
Yeah.
So she's this kind of caustic woman who is very jaded, but she has a heart of gold.
It's refreshing. I'll just leave it there, because, you know, it can be frustrating to see a piece of theater or a film where, you know, the family's all idealized, and that is not what's happening here. It's refreshing. Well, speaking of jaded and trapped, let me talk to Alison Crockett, who plays the grandmother, the head of the household in Billy Elliot. Nice to meet you, Alison.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
You have appeared in many productions for the Kalamazoo Civic, and I understand you have a personal story about seeing Billy Elliot. Did you go travel to New York for that?
Yes. I try to get to New York every couple of years to see a bunch of shows. And this particular show, Billy Elliot, I saw it in New York, and my sister was living in Philly. And so she took the train into New York, and we saw the show together. And she loved it. It was her very favorite show. And she's never been a theater person. I'm the only one in the family. Excuse me for that one. But she has since passed away. And so I really dedicate this show to my sister, Kathy, because she would have loved it.
That's a wonderful story. Yeah. We've talked about a lot of the aspects of Billy Elliot. What have we maybe left out so far from your character's perspective, or just as you understand?
Well, I think the heart of the miners is something that's really important. It doesn't come out until later in the show, because they're caught up in the strike. They're caught up in their family problems, food, you know, just practical things like eating. But they have big hearts. When it comes to the point where they need money, to get Billy to London to audition. They don't have anything, but what they do have, they give. And one of the things, my son in the show, his father, Jackie, sings a folk song one night, and his tenderness comes through. And that song makes me cry every single night. And I'm on stage where I'm, well, doesn't matter. I'm old. I can cry.
Freedom.
And so, yeah, really. My prerogative at my age.
Yeah.
And tell me more about Grandma.
Grandma, oh, she's had a long life. She's losing a little bit of her faculties. So occasionally she is doing things that make other people raise their eyes or roll their eyes. But Grandma cares so much about Billy. And one thing Grandma loved to do when she was young, probably the only good thing in her life, was dancing. Not ballet, but she used to go dancing with her drunken, mean, rotten husband. And for a while, when they were out, were the best times of her life. And she's all for Billy getting out of this community, because she knows what he'll end up like if he doesn't leave and follow his dream.
Well, you have perfectly set up the song called Grandma's Song, which is early on in Billy Elliot, and we'll hear nearly all of it. There's a certain portion we can't broadcast. But it's very poignant. Here's Grandma's Song. And on Friday night when the show opens, Alison Crockett will be in the role of the grandma.
Grandma, do you really not remember about Grandad?
Of course I do. How could I forget your Grandad, Billy? We were married 33 years.
So what was he like?
He was a complete bastard.
I hated the sort. When you had a ring around your finger, we go dancing. He was my own Brando, and for a moment there, my heart was aglow. We had dust on our hair and nowhere to go, but we were free for an hour or three from the people we had to be. But in the morning we were sober. We heard a little bit of Grandma's Song from Billy Elliot, the original cast album. And for the live performance and a series of performances starting Friday, you can hear Alison Crockett in the role of grandmother and my other acting guests here, Max Butkevich as Michael and Andrew Klepser as Billy Elliot. Also here at the end of this hour, Jay Burkow and Janet Gover, who's marketing director for the Civic. Tell us again about the run of the show and how to find tickets.
Sure. The run of the show. The show starts this Friday, May 4th, and plays through Sunday, May 20th. And tickets are available online at kazoocivic.com or at the box office, where we have real live people answering the phone to get your ticket orders ready. And that's 343-1313. And again, I wouldn't delay, because I think this is going to be a hot show and something that Southwest Michigan audiences have not seen yet.
You did say this is a regional premiere.
Yes, it is. It's a regional premiere. We are the first theater and community theater in this area to produce this show. So it's exciting.
Any other thoughts, Janet?
I am so excited to see this show. It's always was fun, one of my favorite movies. And just a little bit of getting to know Max and Andrew. I can't wait to see them, because they are going to shine and soar on Friday night.
Jay.
Well, thank you for having us this morning, Kara. We've thoroughly enjoyed it. And if your audiences aren't aware, not only are the five of us involved in the show, but in fact, Kara is in the show as well, playing in our fantastic orchestra, which couldn't sound more amazing. But the show is so full of heart, but it's also so exciting to watch. And I can't believe anyone who has a heart would come to the show and not be on Team Billy and root for him on this adventure. And there are some surprises that I really don't want to give away. There's some really exceptional, exciting things that happen in the show that were probably, I think Andrew's the first time he's ever done them. So it'll be, I just can't wait for this show to open. And we're already rolling into Tech Week really well. And I think we're enjoying the show immensely. And when actors really have a great time on stage, that communicates directly to the audience. And I think that the audience is such an important part of the show. And I can't wait to share it.
Did you have any words for our listeners, Allison?
I'm just stunned by our two lead boys, as well as a lot of the rest of the cast, too, is magnificent. But I personally didn't even know Billy didn't dance. I mean, come on.
I thought now.
For sure. Yeah, exactly.
You better figure that out by Friday.
Lessons for years. But it's a wonderful show. It gives you hope.
And boys, last words. I'll give you a final say here before we hit Born to Boogie. This is Andrew.
I'm very excited for opening night because I know it's going to be great. It's already great. And we have a good amount of time to keep polishing it until we're really good and stunning.
In front of several hundred people on Friday. Max.
I'm just really excited to be putting this show out there because it's a very, moving show and it has a great message, so...
Well, thank you all very much for previewing Billy Elliot from the Kalamazoo Civic here with me on WMUK.
Oh, your eyes and your chin, oh, your face and your skin, oh, your brawn and your brains, oh, your balls and your chains. We were born the boogie.
Let's start with elementary levels.
7, 8, 1.
Long leg. Stretch. Point. Flex. In front. Behind. Fondue. Lift the leg. Eyes front. Turn out. Claws. Again. Intermediate level. Use the floor. And in, and in, and chair.
Oh, miss, I can't do it.
Billy, come on. Balance. Next level. That's it, Billy. Beautiful arms. That's great. Go on.
That's it, Billy, son. Come on.
Information.
Inspiration.
This is WMUK Kalamazoo, serving Michigan University.
Live from NPR.